This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, it is time. It is a couple hours of broadcast healing on board right now, starting now. Ready, set, go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. We got Ty Bollinger going outside the box with us a little later, and I'm in from the garden. I am feeling really good, so look out. Why? Because I got to get out in the garden, do the yard work, rode bikes with my son. Yes, my son who claimed at 18, I'm too sore from walking up and down stairs. I got him to go with me on a bike ride, Super Don. It was great. And then we went to the local farm store and got some French fries, organic, that are fried in organic coconut oil. I am telling you, it's a good day. Good day to be alive, my friend. And this is not me rubbing it in, because Super Don has not been feeling well for the past week. And I want to see him. I'm hoping that my happiness will rub off on him. Is it working so far?
I'm going to be okay. I appreciate your concern. But, yeah, you know, it's very rare for me to feel this way. I don't know. I'm just getting older or what it is.
It happens. You know, it's life on planet Earth.
Sickness brought a bowling ball with it this time and hit me over the head big time. So.
Yeah, it wasn't the bowling ball you gave to your wife. And she said, that's not what I wanted. So that's what I do, by the way. That's what I do.
Or the vacuum. No, that's a vacuum.
Yeah. Super Don, is the toll-free number, the 866 number, forwarded? Because Op-Ed is is going to call in. And Eric, be on the lookout for a call any moment. Oh, bring him in. Oh. Bring him in, my friend.
Well,
this is a very special, momentous day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We did not plan to do this. Our lead story is the U.S. government lying about the estimates of people who died from flu and flu complications last year. They say it's 80,000. They pulled it out of their aspirin. I said aspirin.
Yes.
They made it up. They're lying to you. But we have our humble and lovable Op-Ed back for a moment. He was our intern, then became our assistant producer, and now he's moved on to bigger and better things. He's with True News, and today I caught the press conference with Donald Trump in New York City, and guess who President Trump called on? Our own little Op-Ed for a question to the president. Ed, are you there?
Robert, yes, I am.
Wow.
Is it true? Was it a robot Op-Ed, or was it really you? I saw a picture of you from the side. It could have been a cardboard cutout.
No, it wasn't a robot. It was me. It was me indeed. And what an opportunity. Really, what an honor it was to ask something and divert the attention away from this witch hunt that is being perpetuated by our media here, and especially so during that press conference.
You did. The question you asked was about peace in the Middle East, Israel, Palestine, Palestinians, and he went all over. He said it could be a two-state, could be a one-state. Man, he made some headlines thanks to your question, Ed. This is amazing. I just don't know how you can fit that phone up to that big head of yours now.
No, it's not my head. You know, obviously, I give all the praise to the Lord.
I know you do.
And again, I texted you. You know, I really appreciate the start you guys gave me. I remember meeting you guys in the food store, and after your talk, and really that assistant producer job is what got me into media. I got my first step in the door, and now I'm a correspondent that covers the White House. So
And true to your character, Ed, you didn't forget the little people that you left behind.
Oh, we love you guys. Don, what are you doing? What have you been up to? You saying you're sick?
I'm a little under the weather. I'm a little less super than normal, I guess, but
yeah.
I'm hanging in there. Dude, I just got to say congratulations. It is no small thing to be in a press conference and get called on. I mean, that is like a major step. That is like a badge of honor that you can wear right now. Mm-hmm. That's just incredibly awesome.
First thing I did was text it op-ed, and I was like, yeah, dude, that was you.
And girl, I know that guy.
Then I called Super Don, and then I texted you. I said, Ed, we got to get you on. Remember us. No, listen, I'm so pleased. You've done great work with us, and then, of course, your wife, Captain Morgan, who we love dearly and miss as well. And you're up there in New York at the press conference covering the White House, basically, for True News, a great news organization. And I'm telling you, what you did was you set the cycle off of the spin into something of consequence, peace in the Middle East. So good for you. Good for you, Ed. It's just nothing less than I would have expected.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rob. So what were you guys going to talk about today? You talked about the FDA fudging some numbers on flu epidemics?
Well, actually, yeah, the CDC is claiming that 80,000 people died from flu last year. It's like an absolute made-up number. They get to lie. Yeah.
Are you going to show the bodies? I mean, are we in the process now of making our testicles?
actually, you got the number wrong, Robert. It's 80 right. gajillion.
80 gajillion. I'm sorry. Gajillion. It was a little low. Yeah.
Right. Yes. 80 gajillion.
Ed, you're not, being that you're a high-level reporter now, you don't believe the government would lie about these things, do you?
I got a bridge I can sell you in Arizona. It goes over this beautiful lake. Of course, I mean that's actually the role of the free media, Robert. I know you. This is that we exist here in America. One, to enforce the First Amendment rights we were granted through the Constitution. But more so, is to question the government that has every incentive not to tell you and I what's actually going on. Half the time, I don't think they want to tell us anything. If we weren't asking these questions or raising, again, the issues, that story about the flu makes me think about this inflated death toll related to our Hurricane Maria last year, or, the mystery of the missing bodies in Puerto Rico. I mean, when did we start declaring people dead or claiming the statistics of death without actually showing the death statistics and the bodies? Okay.
Right.
I don't remember that being that many people dying of flu. I don't know. Do you know anyone who died of flu? I don't know anyone who died of flu last year.
No. And as we've said, Dad, as we've said over the years here, the flu is not the killer. It's the secondary complications. And they say, well, it could have been secondary. But again, how is it related? Because they don't address issues of general health and function of every system in the body, including and especially the liver, much less the immune system and immune response. Later in the show with Ty Bollinger, our good buddy, we're going to be previewing the re-release of the Global Quest soon. It's going to be awesome. But there is a flu mist that the FDA has approved, rushed into production and approval, that has not even been proven to work. And it's already approved. This is our government. This is our country. This is our nation on drugs. Ed, we have the United States of Drug America. And I don't know what you can do up there to, put Trump's attention back on it, because I know he's not a big fan of Big Pharma. But also the issue with these vaccines is still very real, and I'd like to see some more spotlight on it.
I think anything to do with children hurting, I think, is something that definitely will bring to the attention of President Trump and especially his daughter Ivanka and his wife Melania Trump. She actually just announced she's going to make a visit to Africa, a humanitarian trip. I think, if anything, that will be the avenue to raise, because what you're laying out, and especially what Ty has done through his work and his documentaries, is that this really is an epidemic. They've gambled. On a theory, again, the theory of a built-up immune system resistance that will do these vaccinations. And there isn't enough testing. There never really was enough testing for the adjuvants, right? We have
no nothing.
We were the guinea pigs. Me and my generation was the guinea pig for all these little fun scientific, as they like to use the term, protocols for our health. But, Robert, it's just raising the topic, and that's what really changes people's minds. I mean, I know for you changed my – I haven't gotten the flu shot since.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the way, everybody,
somehow I'm alive.
We're talking to Ed Zoll, just to let everybody know, with True News. Used to be our assistant producer here on this show. He got to ask President Trump a question at the news conference in New York after the United Nations meeting. Ed, how was it? What did you do? Did you stand on your head? What did you do to get his attention? This is a fascinating thing. We've never gotten to ask this before.
As you've seen, he's pretty free-ranging when it comes to these pressures. And President Trump will scan the crowd, I think, sometimes looking for people who aren't going to just ask the decided question of the pool. I mean, if you already noticed, all the major TV outlets were hyper-focused on not just the Kavanaugh story, but trying to get the president to say something embarrassing prior to tomorrow's hearing. Right? That was what they wanted to do. And I think for the president, I can't speak for him, but the way I got his attention was I have a pretty loud voice. I probably would say I maybe was the last person in that group of people that he hadn't called on yet, but I was screaming again, the peace plan, Israel, Palestine. And, I guess he heard me.
That's got it. Nicely done, Ed. I'm just so impressed. Again, that's using your diaphragm, right? Letting it loose and asking a good question.
My diaphragm.
Question. Yes. And just so impressed. I mean, I ran back into the room. My wife was watching the press conference, and I heard, na-na-na, from True News. I'm like, could that be Ed? And then I heard your voice, and I said, that sounds like Ed. And then they scanned, and I saw you, and I'm like, dude, this is amazing. So, folks, we're starstruck. Our assistant producer doing great work, White House coverage on this subject matter. And Super Don, pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're like connected now, right? See, totally. We know a guy.
Yeah.
Now, good luck to you, man. That's awesome. Awesome to hear. Hope everything keeps moving that direction. Who knows? Maybe you'll be a press secretary someday.
Oh, geez.
No.
Well, we're talking about a coverage event. I don't know if you've been watching much of the UN General Assembly. It's been kind of getting overshadowed. Now, obviously. Yeah, I think you've spoken before about, obviously sovereignty, and we're not necessarily fans of these multinational bodies.
Yeah.
But the UN General Assembly has been a pretty interesting time. And one of the things that's been brought up by multiple leaders, Turkey's leader, France's leader, I think I actually heard Theresa May bring it up too, is the topic of protecting kids. I would implore you to go back and listen. It's very interesting. There are many initiatives around the world. Actually, Turkey wants to get this new headquarters for, like, protecting and raising and educating the youth. So, anyway, well, we can talk about it another time. That's what I'll tell you. Come out of
all right. Listen, Ed, stick with us. I just want to talk to you on the break for a few minutes, and then I'll let you go, man. Pretty cool. Ed Zoll from True News. At the White House press briefing, of course, it was up in New York, I believe, today. We'll talk about it a few more minutes on the break before we get into questions of the day from you all on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, that was totally cool. Totally unplanned, totally unscripted, and so cool to have Ed Zoll back from True News, back in his real home here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, reporting about his interaction with the president today. And
I think
anyway,
we still got him. We got to say goodbye.
We didn't get to say, Ed, are you still there?
No,
he dropped. I think he dropped. Eric,
no,
did he drop?
He's there.
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's still there.
There.
All right.
See?
It's bonus time.
I'm right here. The Big Apple.
Yeah. The Big Apple. Yeah, I think there's a lot of media interference there as well. But, again, I want to say big hugs and love to your wife. We miss her, right? Captain Morgan. Yep. She's done a lot for us over the years. And Well, and so just make sure she knows we're thinking about her. And good job, Ed. We're proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Thanks, Ed. So, all right. Well, listen, we're not going to get too big for our britches here. Neither is Ed. Ed's a great guy. He's just got all the sincerity and humility in the world, and he's a true servant in the right and proper sense. And I'm grateful for what he's done. So we were talking about 80,000, the claim that they 80,000 people died of flu last year or flu complications. It's a made-up number. Go back to Peter Doshi. They used to say 36,000 a year. It was really, truly around 1,000 a year every year. Sometimes it could be numbered in the hundreds, not due to flu necessarily, but complications. Complications are due to what? Iatrogenic intervention. Doctor-caused, diseases, basically. They would give you Tylenol, suppress your liver detoxification. We're going to get into that in a little bit. In fact, we do have something related to liver detoxification right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our question of the day starting up. It's coming from, who's coming? Annie. Annie is asking a question. She says, hello, RSB. My question is on Super Don's favorite... No, I added this. On the coffee enemas that you were always joking about with Super Don. Okay, that's more appropriate. So when you do, and listen, I've been behind the scenes, no pun intended there, Super Don, trying to convince you a little bit this week because of how this is lingering, that there may be more things you can do for your liver to help you get out of this mess that you're in. So Annie asks, when you do the coffee enema, do you use regular organic coffee or do you use the therapy grade organic coffee? Does it matter? Thank you. Well, it is very critical for those who are super frail and fragile. I'm talking about those who are undergoing cancer therapy of some kind, right? Dr. Nick Gonzalez talked about this. Gerson therapy talked about this. You're dealing with people that are very weak on the survival scale. Their energy, their vitality is gone. And in these cases, going organic is obviously crucial, but to take it to the level that Annie's indicating, I would agree. What they call therapy grade, that which has been analyzed and tested. There's no fungal growth. There's no unusual contamination. The way it's, you know, processed, treated, the way it, before it gets to you. So in that context, yes, ideally. Just like anything we do, we'd like to say the cleanest possible of whatever we do. This is where Secret Ingredients, the movie that Jeffrey Smith showed us at the Trinity Conference the other day, talked about just the mere changing of diet from standard American diet, including GMOs and pesticides, to organic, fully GMO free, right? Non-GMO, and no pesticides, or except that which is residual in the environment. That was significant enough to change the course of people's health from old to young, even those on the autism spectrum. So I would say in an ideal world, yes, you always want to move that way. There is the ability to use organic coffee that has not been therapy graded, right? That you have confidence of cleanliness, of course. But I would recommend utilizing a little bit of silver hydrosol, even spraying the beans down with the silver in case there is any kind of aberrant growth. And that will take that coffee bean that might be really clean and organic up to a therapeutic grade level. Okay, that's a little secret that you can do right before you grind it up and brew it up. Even brewing it up, you could soak it in the silver. Now, the silver is not going to be bioactive for you, excuse me, in that case. But it will be neutralizing of any harmful, potentially harmful components. Now, if you're basically okay, you know, you're just, hey, listen, every once in a while you want to get that liver flushed out, that's one of the ways you can do it. I'm not as critically concerned because you've got tolerance, you've got agility, and you're not fragile, you're agile in a sense. I sounded like Dr. King. You know how he comes up with those things? You're not fragile, you're agile. At that point, you've got the agility to maneuver through that. So, Annie, if you're in a weakened state, autoimmune state, cancer state, yeah, take it to that level. If not, secondary, organic, you can utilize the silver to neutralize anything that might be on there that you don't want. Grind it up right before you brew it. That'd be great. That'd be ideal. All right, folks, that is it for this first 30 minutes. What a surprise with Ed Zile from True News today. Very excited. Again, congratulations to Ed. Good job. He's doing wonderful work. We have a question of the day / comment of the day from Officer Hayes coming up. And then we'll talk more about your liver because, heck, I can never talk enough about that.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it. We're in the home studio for now. We'll see when we hit the road again. It'll be sooner than later, but I'm going to enjoy the downtime, if I can call it that. It was a great day today, and I know that everybody's got different ups and downs. Every day's different, but you know, some of you are grateful enough that's like, I'm breathing, I'm alive, it's a great day, right? Great attitude. And when you feel like Super Don does, it's all the more imperative to fake it a little bit in terms of how you're feeling, because you're still alive, you're still breathing, and I'm still grateful for you, my friend.
You know, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like when I get to work in,
yeah,
especially when I'm on the air, right? It's like, for the most part, I'm able to flip a switch, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I get to do, you know, I you know, enthusiastic and talk and whatever. But I'll tell you what, when the whistle goes off, right, at the end of the show.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm like, I'm on the bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
all good. I enjoy what I do, which is a plus.
I know you do, and I love that you do because I'm just grateful for it. Now, the other thing that I'm grateful for is, I don't know if y'all saw it. Did you include any of my garden pictures today in the notes? And you, feel free to add any of them. If you, there's one that looks really cool. Because we got today massive amount of strawberries. We got more blackberries. We had, I think, zucchinis. Let's see what else. More tomatoes than I ever care to see. But they're looking good. Beautiful. Red. Juicy. My wife's just eating them like candy. They're super sweet, too. Let's see. What else did we get today? I got onions I didn't pick. Some carrots I didn't pick. And what else am I missing here? It was, there's a lot. The pictures are there. Y'all go check it out. But it's always fun to be out. That's, for me, therapy. I get out there. And then I took a nice bike ride with my son. And it was crisp today. It was cool in the 40s this morning. And that's like the worst of midwinter for the most part where I was for the last 12 years. So, but we're kind of, I got to steel myself and toughen up a little bit, Super Don, just to be ready for that because I know it's going to be colder. But for now, it was like, just a gorgeous day. Got some sunshine going, kissing my face as I look up at it. I was like, it is a beautiful day. So here we are on the Robert Scott Bell Show, continuing now, and not only with questions, but combinations. Sometimes people got stuff to say as well.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
Well, our bodyguard, I call him that, our show bodyguard, Officer Hayes, I believe he is the one that answered the call for questions and comments, and he threw one out there. It's kind of a combination. He says, I'm aware of the studies showing the dangers of glyphosate in vaccines as a contributing factor to the vaccine damage or injury that happens. Since we already know how damaging the pesticide atrazine is to the Y chromosome, are the atrazines, that's the stuff, Super Don, that turns frogs into, I guess, hermaphrodites or
witches or sex. Yes, you know what I'm talking about? Alex Jones would say, yes.
Right. The frogs
turns
are turning
the
gay.
Freaking frogs gay, yes.
Yeah. I did mention that I met a transgendered, whatever. I know I don't mean to say we make light of it. Certain things I think, it's kind of disgusting when we talked about, like a 4 or 5 year old being capable of determining, you know, that they're in the wrong body, right, at that age. Again, there's stuff that goes on, and I do relate a lot of this to the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all of these xenoestrogens, all of these environmental issues compounded by nutrient mineral deficiencies manifesting in very aberrant ways. So I am not of the opinion that, you know, the people that you might legitimately find, these people are confused, gender confused. I'm not going to make fun of them because I think they're the result, many of them, are the result of this environmental degradation, this destruction to endocrine integrity. And then now it's cross-generational. So there's a legitimacy to some people feel like they're trapped in the wrong body. Okay? Now, some people might get mad at me for saying that, but that's, I don't do this to make you happy or mad. I just want to relate to you my investigation here. And I talked to this person, and he, and this is one of those things, it's like, is it a woman? Is it a man? You know, was born with both sets of sexual identity, so to speak. And the parents wanted boy. This person wanted to be a girl. And even as adults said, no, I feel like a woman. And so, there it was the opposite thing in a sense. The parents insisted on doing the gender switch. Different than what the actual human or soul that was entering in that state in that body was feeling. So, it's a big issue. We have only scratched the surface on it, Super D. I take this stuff seriously. I know it's easy to make jokes about things like this, but, having met somebody like that, it wasn't that I didn't feel this way prior, but it only validated or confirmed to me that this is another manifestation of environmental destruction. Man doing horrible things to all of humanity by poisoning the so-called earth water hole for everybody. Now, it doesn't manifest the same for everybody, but I believe that this is a big issue. And it may have something to do with manifestations of homosexuality. I don't say it exclusively because you can go back throughout history and there's been a percentage of humans that way since as far back as you can record it. We weren't doing the environmental things we're doing today. But in terms of transgender or gender identity things, I am certain that this is a big issue. Super D, do you have anything to add to that? I know we didn't plan on talking about this.
No.
Yeah. Fascinating. Fascinating. And, yep. and heartbreaking Absolutely. For the people that are suffering in that way, legitimately, those that are. So is there any test if atrazine is in vaccines? I don't know, Officer Hayes, if there is. I would imagine at this point, if they've detected glyphosate, somebody might be looking at atrazine too. And could this be something that is also contributing to gender confusion post-birth, right? Because some of these things, you know, you say, well, were they fine and then altered, right? Like with autism. Kids were developing normally, got a vaccine, and then altered. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody that said, my child was perfectly fine, and you know, what we would expect in terms of gender norms, whatever that might be. And then after the vaccine, this is when it all went awry, right? I don't know. I don't know. Is it possible? Certainly. But, yes, it would be a genius way or a nefarious genius way to weaken a nation to make them easier to control. Yes, cause all humans to be born and not know what sex they are, or convince them that there is no such thing as male and female, right? So this is rough. Now, Officer Hayes, always the one that's so well-read, he sent a Bertrand Russell comment or a quote from The Impact of Science on Society from 1952. I'm going to read it right now because it is worthwhile to hear. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they are so. You know what your problem is? You're not believing the government. You don't believe the government is telling you the truth. And this is the problem. You need more injections and injunctions, like Bertrand Russell said. And you know, this is a big part of it. You weaken the species through intoxication, poison them into submission, into an inability to think clearly. And even if they can think clearly, they're so weakened and diseased and chronically ill that they can't act on their thoughts. And so they pose no resistance to a government that would grow and grow and grow and grow and grow under Democrats and, yes, even under Republicans. And so we have a Hegelian dialectic playing itself out, and it's very easy to fall prey or fall trap into. Oh, it's the other side that's all evil, right? My side's good. Well, look at the growth of government under Republican administrations. Look at the spending. You can't deny it. It's not comfortable because, you gravitate toward one a little bit more over the other, or even a whole lot more. But are you able to think clearly enough to see that, well, as Trump has done, I think some of the best stuff he's done is pointing out this deep state issue, the reality of it. And going after the mainstream media. He's not attacking the First Amendment. He's attacking the scum and villainy of the scam First Amendment corporate media controlled by what? A few large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state? Least of all, your state of being. They want to run roughshod over your freedom. And I give props to Trump for calling him out on that and calling on our friend Ed Zoll from True News. That was really cool. Really cool. Now, on to your liver. Back to your liver. Your liver is so. If I can't state how important it is. I'm not even going to try. It's your best friend. Keep this organ clean for better health. This is a Natural News article. And one of the questions is asked, do we really need a liver detox? Well, our liver needs to detox our whole body, right? So what happens if it's not able to do that? I'm going to have to set that up again. That poster fell down. But it's just temporary. I'm checking it out. But what we have is a liver that is asked to do more than it was designed by God to ever do. Going back to this environmental discussion. How much of metabolic waste were we meant to deal with? Well, even if you are on a pure, clean, organic diet, and let's say you eat more organic steak. Yeah, grass-fed steak. Than your body needs. Your liver is going to be asked to transform the waste, the metabolic waste of the digestive process of that steak. And it will produce loads of uric acid. Now, when that liver is functioning well, you're drinking healthily, you've got your selenium, you've got your chromium, your liver can what? It can transform that metabolic waste, uric acid, into the salt of the acid, sodium urate, to the urine to urinate it out. But when you're congested, when your liver is overwhelmed, overburdened, that's not happening. So a metabolic waste can result in an inflammatory condition, acute gout, chronic arthritis, rheumatism, to an autoimmune level of enough damage over enough years where the cells of your skeletal system are so corrupted that your immune system begins to attack it. That's just on a metabolic waste. Now throw in all the synthetic components of modern man. Dow Chemical, DuPont, Monsanto, Bayer, Hest, IG Farben, Merck. And you've got a recipe for insanity. The liver is overwhelmed. How do I know your liver is congested? You're alive on planet Earth right now and breathing. And if you're not doing at least a little something for your liver, I'm just going to tell you, you're either ignorant or you don't love yourself enough. And I hope it's just ignorance, because I want you, once you figure this out, you go, I love myself enough to do something good for my liver. Now, some of the things that they say you look out for: dark colored urine, yellowing of the skin and eyes, itchy skin, fatigue. Fatigue is a big one. How many of you are fatigued? Not because you worked hard, just you're always fatigued. That's liver congestion. Excess sweating, digestive problems. Yes, all digestive problems, liver. Anxiety, hypertension, easy bruising. Here they promote amino acid, betaine to break down excess fats, to help milk thistle, an herb to help the liver. Dandelion, I drink dandelion tea every day. N-acetylcysteine, precursor to glutathione. I don't think you need it. I think you need more selenium, because without selenium, you can't even produce N-acetylcysteine. Selenium, number one. Chromium, number two. Homeopathic detox drainage remedies. Alta Cangest tea will help the liver, the gallbladder, the entire digestive system to correct. If you need to and want to, coffee enemas are something that can help detoxify. Magnesium can help. Potassium, leafy greens, organic carrots, organic beets. Juice them. Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, if you don't do what I tell you, there are going to be tiny caterpillar I can't even say it. It's horrible.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I still think it was so cool today that Ed Zoll was called upon by President Trump to ask a question today at the press briefing in New York City. I think that's so cool. Just like, I feel like a proud papa, you know? No, I didn't. Ed is amazing.
No, good catch on your part, too. You would have never known that had you not been watching it. Apparently you were interested in seeing what was going on in the press conference today, right?
Well, no, my wife was watching, and I could hear it from the other room. And then I heard that, and I ran back, and I immediately said, I think this is Ed. And it's true news. Yeah, I mean, I don't forget, you know, the voices, you know, we're at radio. We hear things, right? We hear things. And usually it's not ghostly, strange things, but occasionally it is. Occasionally it's me. But for now, I'd like to see y'all out there in Florida because we got an upcoming event in Florida. But before that, it's Dallas, Texas, the 27th annual IAACN Scientific Symposium, Infectious Disease, the Influence of Clinical Nutrition on Outcome, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. On the 12th, I will be presenting with Dr. Rob McCuspey, PhD, nanotechnology silver researcher, brilliant man, and we'll have a good time. I'll be talking protocols for health and healing. Next, after that, International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, October 19th through 22nd, Orlando, Florida. Maybe I can tell Op-Ed and maybe he can meet me in Orlando there I just think, like I said, all my old friends, I like to see you in Orlando when I'm back there. Gut health and use of silver for immune support, October 23rd, 6 p.m., Peggy's Natural Foods in Stuart, Florida. And then the next day is the 24th of October. That is a Wednesday at Toonies in Coral Springs. And that is also an evening lecture. So we've got a lot coming up on the calendar. Keep checking back at robertscottbell.com. And as I was going to break, I couldn't say it in time because it's just like you stumble on it because a robot caterpillar, it's just hard to put those two words, robot and caterpillar, together. And I said, if you're not going to heal your liver, if you're not going to do something for your liver, you could wind up one day with a robot caterpillar crawling around your innards. I am not kidding. Super Don, this is horrible. This is creepy. And this is in the Daily Mail. Is it for real, though? Is this junk news or this is real news?
It's not fake news. It's the Daily Mail, I suppose, can be questionable sometimes, but not really. Here, what you've got here is these researchers, these scientists, have developed a tiny robot with caterpillar legs that has been designed to carry drugs into the human body. And I when I read this, I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, I don't even get this. They call it a Mila robot. And this thing is, it's like the way it's designed, because mm-hmm. of the size of it and what it's made of, mm-hmm. it's the equivalent, has the equivalent strength, get this, of a human able to lift a 26-seat minibus. So it's not only is this thing weird and creepy looking, but it's incredibly strong. There's a video that's associated with this thing. Just in case mm-hmm. you think this is like, no, come on, you guys are crazy. If you go to the show notes, open up this article, they've got a video. You click on the video, and this thing literally is crawling around in a, like, it's like a fake model of what, like, a human stomach would be. Mm-hmm. And on the back of the caterpillar, it's carrying, like, a little pill.
Yeah. A pill bigger than it.
Yeah.
Now, if it's telling me it can lift a 26-passenger microbus, I mean micro, 26 passengers are human.
Well, no.
Equivalent. I know.
Yes,
if it were a human size, right?
Right.
What does that say its potential is to do in your innards? I mean, it could rip your holes in your stomach. I mean, it's bad enough that they're doing that with glyphosate. Now they got industrial, computer-driven, I don't know. You know, as far as the delivery, I'll put a halt to it at big drones that you can see flying at you and dropping an Amazon box on your head. Because now they want, you know, drone caterpillars, basically. Mechanical caterpillars crawling through your innards to deliver a pill that you can just swallow. They said, in order for this to work, you have to swallow it. Well, I'm like, you're going to swallow the pill? Why do you need the caterpillar?
Look at this thing. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Bill Gates must have something to do with this. Because, you know, they'll deliver little needle syringes on the legs of this caterpillar. I mean, you're going to see this thing crawling. If you watch the video, it's creepy. It is absolutely creepy. It's crawling down. It's like, who needs that? You could take a pill. If you can't get a pill down you, you really want the caterpillar taking it down for you? Superdog, you find the weirdest stories, but that's a real story. Yeah, they did the video and everything.
It's a real thing, yeah. Go check it out, robertscottbell.com.
I need some sanity in the equation, and you know, to do that, we're going to call on our good buddy, Ty Bollinger. TMB coming up next. We're going to preview the relaunch of the Global Quest. We've got more flu vaccine news. And finally, doctors or gun control? What do we need more of? We'll talk about that as well. The power to heal is yours, by the way.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.